It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. Rob and I are on two very different sides of an argument. Let's start with number one. Now, I know that some of you are very excited about the college football playoff, and I'm excited about it, too. It's new. It's different. I want to see how it works. I want to see if we like it, if we don't like it. It's more teams in the mix. Okay, I get it. You guys know I was hesitant, but you know what? I'm coming around. But we really created a system where we're going to trust the humans to get it right. Because I know a lot of humans. They mess things up pretty routinely. In fact, that is human beings' favorite thing to do, mess things up. So this is the situation. And Rob is going to explain it to you in a way that makes sense, but also doesn't make sense. So every week, they give you the projections of what the playoff bracket is going to look like. Right now, they have Boise State as the 4 seed. That means Boise State would get a bye. Now, Boise State is a good team. And if you were telling me that Boise State is worthy at a seat of the table, or we just don't want it to be where it's all Big Ten and all SEC schools, and we're going to save one spot for one of these group of five schools, that's more than fair to me. Plenty of years we all wanted Boise State or one of these, you know, Northern Illinois to have a seat at the table. So I don't have any problem. But a 4 seed? You guys are going to tell me you think that Boise State's better than Ohio State. You're going to tell me right now that you think that Boise State's better than Georgia or Boise State's better than Alabama. They have created a system in which Boise State could be ranked 4th. It's wrong. Fix it. Change it. There is no world. There is no scenario in which Boise State is one of the 4 best teams in college football. I don't even have to go through their wins. They're not. So let's fix it, okay? I don't want to get too mad about it. Maybe things will correct itself. But as of right now, they have Boise State in the 4 spot. They shouldn't be. Now, the other thing that Rob and I disagree about is what's going to happen to Indiana. Now, I understand on the surface, if you are a Big Ten team and you go potentially 11-1, you should probably be in the college football playoff. Can I read to you guys the wins that Indiana has this year? Because is it more that we think Indiana is good, or did Indiana win the schedule lottery this year, and that's not what the college football playoffs should reward? These are their wins this season. I'm not going to skip a single team. Florida International, Western Illinois, at UCLA, Charlotte, Maryland, at Northwestern, Nebraska, Washington, at Michigan State, Michigan. College football fans, I'm going to ask you a very serious question here. Who's the best team that Indiana's beat this year? Who is it? Is it Northwestern? Is it Washington? Who's the best team that Indiana's beat this year? Now, no disrespect to Indiana. They're 10-0. They deserve all the accolades. But if they lose to Ohio State and then they beat Purdue, and we are looking at a year in which Indiana was, at best, the 3rd best team in the Big Ten, but you got the schedule where you didn't have to play a single other good team, and the one good team that you played, you lost to, then what are we doing here? I'm looking at the Big Ten standings, folks. Indiana was able to avoid all of the good teams. Oregon's the best team in the Big Ten. Indiana didn't play them. Indiana didn't play Penn State, didn't play Iowa, didn't play Minnesota, didn't play Illinois. You didn't play any of the top 6 teams in the Big Ten, yet you get to go to the college football playoff. No, we can't reward that. Come on now. We got to set some standards here. You got to play people, or at least make an attempt to in the non-con. Yes, you can't control your regular season conference schedule. You didn't have to play the You didn't have to play the Cupcake Factory in non-con. They're going to mess this thing up. I know it. You know it too if you love college football. That's all they've done is mess things up. They messed things up for our grandparents. They messed things up for our parents. And now they're messing things up for us. They're bad at it. The people that are supposed to know about college football, they don't know anything about it. There's nothing in the history of the sport that should lead you to believe that these people have what is in the best interest of the sport or they can identify who the best teams are. They're bad. They're really bad at it. Rob, what's the argument for Indiana other than they're in the Big Ten? Do they have an argument?
Winning has to matter. It does. It is that simple. I know their schedule's relatively soft, but that's just the way it works out sometimes. Carrington, in the NFL playoffs, a team is going to win a bad division. Remember a few years ago, the Commanders won their division at 7-9, or maybe they were 7-10, 8-9. They, with Taylor Heineke, hosted a playoff game because they won their division. They hosted the eventual Super Bowl champion Buccaneers at home. The Buccaneers had a better record. The Buccaneers are a better team. But that's just the way it works. They won their division. They get the home game. Indiana is going to either go 11-1 or 12-0. Winning has to matter.
Okay, but
don't tell me about Ole
Miss. But who'd you beat? Who'd you beat?
That's not what we do for any other sport. That's not how it works.
But that's how college football always works, though. I'm with you. That's not how the NFL works, but that's how college football should work. Who'd you beat? You didn't beat anybody.
College football expanded the playoff to make sure we don't have the who'd you beat conversation anymore.
Well, then what are we doing here, then? Because it doesn't matter who you beat in college football anymore. It doesn't matter if you didn't. So you're telling me.
Winning matters. That's what matters. We don't do that in pro football. We don't do it in pro baseball. We don't do it in the NBA. If who's mediocre in the NBA this year?
Yes, because everybody makes the playoffs in those sports, and eventually you got to prove it.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen in Indiana. They're going to go 11-1 and make the playoff, and it's time to prove it. If they go 11-1 and they're the 7th seed and host Bama and beat Bama, everyone will be like, fine, cool. Agreed. But they deserve a chance to get that because they did their job in the regular season.
Let me ask you a question. Tomorrow, if Indiana played Ole Miss at a neutral site, who would you pick?
I think I saw a line was like -3.5 for Ole Miss. I would pick Indiana.
Are you picking them against Alabama, neutral site?
No.
You picking them against Georgia, neutral site?
No.
Are they better than Tennessee?
Yes. Oh, who's playing quarterback for Tennessee?
They're normal quarterback. the one that played on Saturday. Because that just played.
They've had some injury issues, and I know the committee loves to penalize people for injury issues. I'm with you on Boise State.
And to be fair, though, I don't want to make it seem like they're the only team that's in this conversation. Someone said, look at Texas's schedule. Texas hasn't beaten anybody either. That's what I'm saying is the problem that is going to keep popping up when you have these mega conferences is you're just going to avoid. There's going to be teams that make it, and we're not going to know if they're good or not. They just got the right random schedule for the year, right? That's what's going to happen. They're going to get the right random schedule for the year. Indiana won the schedule lottery, and Ohio State didn't. Ohio State had to play Oregon this year. Ohio State had to play Indiana this year. Ohio State had to go on the road and play Penn State this year. Now, I think Ohio State's going to make the playoff, but you get what I'm saying. One team in their conference actually had to play real people, and Indiana's had the ability to avoid all of the tough matchups this year. That can't be what the committee rewards.
Well, then we need to break up super conferences.
I don't disagree with you.
That is the easiest path to fix the problem. And I don't know who it was. It was Andy Staples. It was one of the college football reporters said, you know, that they're looking at this new world order in 2030 where everyone breaks away and does their own thing. Good. Because the Big Ten carrying 18 is the problem here. Indiana's mistake was their non-con. I will not argue about their non-con. It was bad. By the way, Ohio State's non-con was also horrible, but that's neither here nor there. But Indiana is not in charge of building their own conference schedule. The conference schedule makers did that, and they didn't. They gave Indiana a break, and they gave Ohio State a bad trip. They also gave Penn State a break, too, by the way. Penn State played one game this year of note.
And they lost.
And they're going to go 11-1, and no one's ranting and raving about them. It's because Indiana's not a name brand. We need to break up super conferences, and some of this problem will take care of itself.
Yeah, no, I think we just need to do. I mean, if they're going to mimic the NFL, then they just need to mimic the NFL, and the Big Ten needs its own version of the playoff. Then,
or the Big Ten, it shouldn't be the three Power Four. There should be the NFL has eight divisions. There shouldn't be four for college football.